are two accounts of the Beatitudes. This is the passage we just heard in Luke chapter 6. And then there's another account on Matthew chapter 5. But Matthew gives us a longer version. In Matthew, we have 8 Beatitudes. And there are no woes on the end, no warnings. But in today's gospel, Luke gives us 4 Beatitudes, 4 blessings, and 4 woes, or 4 warnings. This is the Gospel of Matthew on the Beatitudes is a very common passage used for funerals when somebody dies and there's an option, the family or the priest chooses this beautiful passage on the Beatitudes because the blessed life, which meaning the blessings here, happiness in on earth, but all of that should point to the blessedness in heaven, to the eternal happiness which never ends. So as the priest or whoever's preaching at the funeral is trying to empower in the faithful, because the person dead can hear it, but praying for the soul of that person, but empowering the faithful to really fix their eyes on Christ, even though they're mourning the loss of the person, but to remain focused on Christ, because that grieving will come to an end. That sadness will come to an end. This is the blessed life that Christ is offering to all of us. The life in eternity, to be in union with Him for all eternity, the blessedness. In a nutshell, the Beatitudes is this, and I say is because individually, is that you are blessed by God. You and I are blessed by God. And we are called to be a blessing. Blessed and blessing. Perhaps one person might say, not here, of course, because we are here, so we're all blessed to be here, but somebody might say, Father, I don't think I'm blessed by God because all these bad things keep happening to me. Well, congratulations, you are being blessed more than somebody else. Because that is a blessing in itself only if you embrace it. Only if you take it as a blessing and offer it back to God to do something with that pain, with that suffering. That's why at the end it says, woe to those who are persecuted and suffering because of my sake. Those who are suffering more than others, if they offer that to God and allow God to transform that into something greater, then they're blessed. But if they refuse, if they complain and they're like, well, I don't want this, this is not for me, then they're losing the opportunity of being a blessing for others and the opportunity to be blessed by God through that suffering, in that suffering. So again, the Beatitudes means to be a blessing for others, because we are blessed by God. And let us ask ourselves, well, let me ask you in general, raise your hand if you think you're blessed by God. Be honest. If you're blessed by God, I think everyone raised their hands, so praise God. We're all blessed by God. Now the next question, just answer it to yourself. It's nobody's business. Are you a blessing for others? Are you a source of goodness for others? I think all of us raised our hand that we are blessed by God in so many ways. I don't see anybody turning purple at this time. All of us are breathing. So that's a blessing. We're being blessed. But am I being a blessing for others? And what does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? To be a blessing for others? Well, that means to bring Christ to others, to bring hope, to bring mercy, to tell the world about God, about His gospel, about the doctrines of the church. And really, it comes down to remain with Him when things are really rough and difficult, to stay with God, not to run away from Him and His church. Because oftentimes, as a priest, I hear the faithful saying, Father, I left the church because I don't like the way Father Francisco preaches. Well, the church as the spouse of Christ is sinless and pure. But also, it is obvious that the church is administered by human beings, Pope Francis, the bishops, and myself. And we're all sinners, sinning differently. With this, I'm not justifying anything, but what I'm saying here is that you are the church as well. You are the body of Christ. So when you see something that is not right, you stay in. You do not run away from God. You stay faithful to Him. When you see that things are done wrong, you stay to fix it by being a faithful witness. You bring the Pope, the bishops, and Father Francisco back to the source of truth, the Holy Gospel, and point out the truth to those shepherds. You don't go away because you are the body of Christ. We need you, the blessing. We need you who have been blessed by God to bring blessings to the church. This is what it means to live out the Beatitudes. And this is what God wants us to do. Because if we don't do that, at the end there are warnings saying, woe to you if you're not being a blessing because I have blessed you. And a woe means a great sorrow and distress. It's not like saying, ooh, you lost, you didn't do it. No, God is not saying that. He's saying that his heart is broken when his church is not doing what she's meant to do. When he's saying, woe to you because this and that, because you're not being a blessing. God's heart is just devastated because we're all his children. And he wants us to remain with him, to keep fighting the good fight in faith so that we can go out there and bring them back to the church, those who have left the church, so that we can go out there and tell them, God is life, so let us defend every human life from conception to natural death, so that we may continue to defend the sacredness of holy matrimony and everything that God is asking us to do, so that we may be a blessing for others, so that we may continue to share the many good things that God has given us. This is what it means to live out the Beatitudes in Christ. So as we approach this holy banquet, we ask God to help us recognize the many blessings that he has given us and the many more blessings that he wants to give us and the many blessings that he wants to impart to give to others individually through you and through me. May our Blessed Mother help us to be faithful, to remain with God and with his church, so that we may continue to share the many blessings with those who are out there. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in